Y98FM 729 with Phillips Company, Sean Coleman. I love that lady, and I love her because she calls us every once in a while and says hi. And she called us and gave us her CD before anybody else had it, and we broke it here in St. Louis. And we called her and said, well, we broke your CD. Can we get another? And her people said no, and that she's not going to call back. Okay, looks like a winter weather advisory in effect today. High 34 with just about everything thrown at you. It's 33 right now.
I got it. You know how you're always complaining about people who make noise in movie theaters?
I hate talking and noise
and beepers and things like that.
Oh, I got a story for you then.
Well, I've got one first.
All right, you go first.
Because I started. Okay, so I get
to. Yeah, you start.
Yeah. So, no, Lawrence Fishburne is doing.
I like him.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Just a mega talent. And he's doing A Lion in Winter on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in critics' previews now. It's actually opening, public opening on Thursday.
So he'll be playing King Henry.
Yeah, Henry II. That's right.
Yeah, so cool.
And he was in the final moments of this Saturday night, and everybody was enthralled. They say that he's just wonderful.
Doing his soliloquy.
And all of a sudden, a cell phone starts ringing.
God, don't tell me.
And it's ringing and ringing and ringing, and it just won't stop. I mean, apparently the person just was so, just wasn't going to answer it because he was watching.
Well, a lot of times, you know, when the thing, you got a cell phone on, you know, it's like, you know, you're reaching for it, and like 900 people are reaching for their, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just can't get it turned off.
But yeah, well, it was going. It wouldn't stop. I mean, all you have to do is open the dang
thing. What did he say?
He tried to stay in character as long as possible.
Yeah.
But then, you know, how those Broadway theaters are not like the Fox. They're small. You're right up on, you know, you're right up on the stages of those theaters.
Course.
And finally, he just stopped right down in the middle of his big soliloquy and said, would somebody turn that blanking phone off?
Oh. What did the audience do?
Yeah, the audience gave him a standing ovation and just screamed and
yelled. Awesome.
And the guy and the theater goer with the phone ran out.
With wet trousers.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, an angry Lawrence Fishburne bearing down on you.
Whole audience bearing down on you.
Yeah.
I agree.
They were a thunderous applause, apparently.
I have heard beepers and pages. You know, nobody is that important that you got to bring it to the theater. And if you do, put it on vibrate. And if you don't have vibrate, then you're not important enough to have a beeper.
Well, if you got to stay on call to the point where your beeper rings, then,
or
you
your
know,
phone or whatever.
Then just go to a restaurant, for God's sake.
Ought to be legal. We ought to have a law passed that if your beeper rings in a theater, you can be beaten to death.
That's right.
By people sitting next to you.
At the very least, everyone should turn and pelt them with jujubes or snow,
you know,
snow
jarred almonds.
Yeah.
Ow! Okay, turn that damn thing off. I was at the Haywood Banks show Friday night. Went and saw him at Art Vilov's Comedy, etc.
Uh-huh.
Great show. Absolutely great show. And the same thing happened during one of Haywood's comedy moments. He's right in the middle of a story. And some guy's phone rings, and he did the same, but he incorporated the phone ring into his thing, which is very clever. Later on, some guy yelled something out, not mean, but, you know, a heckler kind of line, and this is one of the best lines I've ever heard for a heckler. I'm going to have to use it sometime.
Right.
So, you know, some guy went, I apparently wanted him to play a song or something, you know, so he went, toaster, you know, I don't know, yelled something out.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of something that Haywood was doing, and Haywood stopped, and he looked over, and he said, Tourette, party of one.
Yeah.
It cracked me up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's 7:32, and Bo Sanders with the traffic update.